radical politics, when chanting praises to Chairman Mao and demanding increased grants were a brave substitute for dusty academic diligence.
We don't know what the reasons are why people have voted the way they are.
Sick Transit Gloria Thursday, it looks like, being Master Dent is among the prophets. Will Madam Thatcher grace him with instant office, do you suppose, Karamir? Is there lower yet to sink? I'll drink to that, or would, if I wasn't holding an empty glass. How can such things be?
If you don't change, Gavin, and very soon they're going to take your chair away.
Then I shall sit on the floor and contemplate the stars.
Your own vomit is likely a spectre.
You have a tongue tonight, little wife. In a strictly metaphorical sense, the little, I mean.
Hang on a second. Our latest projections give Mrs. Thatcher and the Conservatives a clear majority.
Little.
Well, this really has been history in the
making. Well, there it is. We're in for a decade of Mother Knows Best. And the worst of it is, perhaps she does, he added sotto voce.
Are you sure that shouldn't be sotto voce? Did you put your hand up her skirt? Tim Dent's wife. Once upon a time. Jeanne?
The frog lady? No, alas, not even as often as once. Not one terrified finger did I insert between those far from loosening thighs, je t'assure.
Only I was looking over some of my old diaries. You'd be amazed at some of the things I found.
Oh, you're not going to publish them, are you?
Why would the Queen of Mashed Potatoes or the Feminine for Elephant want to do that?
I never called you those.
And worse.
With any intention of hurting you. I was making light.
That's so. Were you? Not very.
You're the only woman who's ever meant anything to me, Faye. You know that.
That's what you've got against me, I presume.
You voted for the bitch, didn't you? Thatcher.
It's a secret ballot.
And rather more important in the shabby domestic scale of things, you voted against me and all I hold dear, if dear I do. You don't love me anymore. Is that the brief motto in your outsized cracker?
It's not a cracker I'm going to pull, Gavin. Certainly not with you, and certainly not tonight.
No, but lo, what Seidel's here. Our heroic new MP to the microphone to say a few words, with loving Madame Ooh-la-la nailed to his mast.
I am now not only a Conservative Member of Parliament, and very proud to be one, I'm also the representative of...
Each and every one of you?
Each and every one of you. And...
And I should just like to take this opportunity to say...
And I should just like to take this opportunity to say...
He's a Mr. Unpredictable, this
that
one.
That the result of this historic election means that we have the chance of...
A new start.
A new start in this country. Perhaps our last chance to... modernize and work together towards renewed prosperity and pride restored.
An elegant pair, rarely seen in public these days.
And now...
On a more personal note, if I
on
may...
On a more personal note, I should like to thank my wife, Jeanne.
Who cannot get enough, and certainly not from someone as busy as I'm going to be now.
Who's done so much to support me.
Did anybody never advise him to take the weight off his elbows?
As for my principal opponent, the outgoing member, who fought a very fair and honourable fight...
Christ, I hate magnanimity at times like this. Why can't he behave like an honest Christian and piss on the buggers below? I should have stood against him. He wouldn't have been nice about me.
Gavin Vincent Canute... Tide would still have come in. I'm going to...
Oh, God, here comes the washing-up revenge again. You'd have even voted for him against me, your own wedded hubby, you minx, you mountain. How do women learn to make clearing a few glasses and things into a major work of art?
If you really want to know, yes, I did. Vote for him.
You know something you may not know? I rather look forward to my sociology seminar and the long faces of the youthful comrades as they face a future without cabinet members that picket British industry in the interests of the yobbos and Luddites. Tomorrow just may be a day worth living for, thanks to the grocer's daughter. But she must never, never...